Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
A brief content warning before we begin. The Case of the Invisible Man contains sound effects such as gunshots, sirens, and door slamming. See the show notes for a full list of content warnings. Thank you, and enjoy the show. Safety has been a fleeting feeling at best for Dash Malone. Since the loss of Johnny Plinkett's, our private eye has only found solace in a seedy residence called the Turnstile Motel. But tonight, that small glimmer of security has been blown wide open.
The Turnstile Motel has been a seedy and sordid rendezvous point for me and a married man I've come to call Hayes. For months, I've been meeting with Hayes weekly in this very room. The turnstile is a place you go not to be seen, not to be noticed, not to be interrupted. But not tonight. I kicked Hayes out of the room to protect a man named Griff. Griff has become invisible. That's right, invisible. For several reasons, he thinks I'm the only one that can help him. I'm still not certain why. At the moment, I'm not even sure I can save my own skin. Earlier tonight, a grotesque and gigantic creature attacked us. Thanks to Griff, we managed to get away from the monster. But Griff told me there was more than one of them out there. He told me, in fact, it was an army of them. And while I thought this squalid motel room was a perfect hiding spot, it turned out I was wrong. A moment ago, another one of those things smashed through the door and crashed into the room. The first thing that beast did was charge towards my wisecracking secretary, Cindy Crenshaw. Cindy! He grabs Cindy and throws her into the wall. Ugh. My heart is in my throat, but she's tough. She gets up quickly. Her head is bloody, but she's moving, and that's all that matters. She tries to find cover. It reaches for her again, but before it can grab her, Griff, who can't be seen, fires a shot in the creature's back, and it rages in pain.
Damn it! That was my last shot.
That was your last shot?
Dash, just run!
I can't leave her. That thing, now dripping with blood, turns his attention back to Cindy and lifts his fist. But before it can come down, another shot rings out through the air.
Cindy, get down!
Sal McGill, my insight on the police force, and a friend. The creature, now crying out in pain, flails around the room. I race towards Cindy.
I'm fine. Where's Griff? We need to get out of here.
Sal fires several more shots, and he's out of ammo as well. The monster doesn't fall. It charges at Sal, grabs him off of the ground.
Jesus!
Cindy tries to hold me back. I can feel someone else. It must be Griff trying to stop me.
No, Dash!
You can't help.
That thing tried to kill Cindy. It's about to kill Sal. No one else is going to die because of me. No one! And then everything goes white.
You are listening to Dash, The Case of the Invisible Man, Chapter 4, The Invisible Man.
I look around and I see nothingness. A vast, white blanket. Nothing. I've been here before. This was the last place that I saw Plink.
White.
and then I hear his voice. Muffled again. Who is he talking to? Then he appears, right in front of me. He has a phone to his ear. He looks so certain. I don't think he can see me. I try to run towards him, but everything is slow. I need to get to him. I need him to see me. I need to save him. I can't get closer, but his voice, it starts to become clear. His voice, I can hear him again. I can hear him.
It's so simple, but it's nothing you would ever understand. Nothing you could see. Nothing you could find.
Plink!
But he found me. He emerged in me.
Can you hear me?
Hell. Ha! I shouldn't warn you. You don't deserve it, but I will.
I can hear you.
I know what you're looking for. I can see it now. Something that's been sleeping. You want to wake it up.
Who are you talking to? Look at me. I'm here.
I'm dead. I'm not coming back. This was your last chance to say anything. As my sister.
Your sister? Can she hear you? Is she alive?
Goodbye, sis. Or should I say, go to hell, Scorpion. You can't say I didn't try to stop you.
Plink. Plink, I'm right here. I'm right here. Look at me. Look at me. Plink.
Dash!
Buddy!
Where is he? He was right here. Oh, God. Sal. Cindy, where?
We're in the back of your car.
That thing, that monster is...
Gone. It's gone. How the heck did all this happen? Are you okay?
No time for questions. Dash, I'm gonna need you to pull yourself together.
No time for questions?
Where is... What the hell happened?
I can't begin to...
I can. You blasted that monster creature to oblivion!
Blasted? But my gun, I didn't even...
It wasn't your gun.
It was you. You did it.
Me?
You did. Like, some force inside of you came out. Blinding lights, deafening sound, and...
Kablam! It was gone. Just gone.
I can't wrap my head around what you're saying.
Do you remember the museum? When that mummy grabbed you and then he exploded? He burst into a gigantic white light. We were thrown back and the entire place nearly came down around us.
When that thing marked me with the Ouroboros. But Sally, it was Zeta Makara, the sword, she...
I don't know. All I can say is that's the best way I can relate it to you, buddy. But this time it was you who exploded. It was you!
Then how am I still here? How are we... Wait, where's Griff?
I don't know.
Cindy, you're bleeding.
I'm fine.
No, you're not. Neither of you are, and we're out of time. There's another patrol here, and a bunch of plainclothes on the way.
I have to find Griff.
You don't.
I have to find him, Sal. This thing, what's going on with him? It's connected to what happened that night in the museum. The mummy, Plink, all of it.
This Griff fella is nowhere in sight, and you shouldn't be either.
We have to find that warehouse tonight.
You need to go the hell home.
They know we're on to them. We have to act now.
I don't care how many invisible men you think you saw or haven't seen or whatever. I saw that thing that came after you. That motel room looks like a war zone. Cindy is hurt, and I have to clean all this up.
You have to clean it up.
Again.
What do you mean you have to clean this up again?
There's no time for this. You're not okay. Cindy's got a bruise the size of a dinner plate on her head.
It's fine.
You need to see a doctor.
You need to see a doctor if you think I'm throwing in the towel now.
He's right.
What?
I can't put you in danger anymore. You came too close to...
To whatever it was. And I'm fine. I'm alive. We're all alive in part thanks to me. I don't know what the heck you did to stop that thing. What it had to do with the museum, where Griff is, or any of the shenanigans we've been dealing with. But we need to figure this out together. We're all involved. We're all on the same team.
This isn't a conversation.
This This is a conversation, damn it.
We have less than no time for this.
Then let's go.
Cindy, you need to stay here. You need a doctor and I need a witness.
A witness for what?
Someone I can use to cover up that Dash was here in case anyone starts asking, and believe me, they will.
So I get to play decoy again? And then you go off and try to get yourself killed while we all get to stay by the phone worrying. That's swell. Just swell.
Like Sal said, there's no time for this. Get out of the car and go with Sal.
Dash, wait for Cindy and I to get back to the motel room before you drive off. I'll tell them you were some nut job who saw nothing important.
Got it.
You ready to go, Cindy?
Sure, officer. Whatever you say.
Cindy.
No. As you've both been saying, there's no time. No time at all. Come on.
Sal and Cindy exit the vehicle. I watch from my back seat as they walk towards the turnstile, which is now lit up like Christmas with all the patrol cars that have arrived. Cindy whirls her head around and gives me one last look that hits me harder than any monster could. Then they disappear into the commotion. I can't keep doing this to either of them. I climb into the front seat, only to find someone is already there.
Ah! This seat's taken.
You've been here this whole time.
Yeah.
You didn't want to say anything?
That's not a conversation I wanted any part of. Besides, I don't like coppers.
You know, I used to be one of them.
I'll take a used to be any day over the real thing.
I'm a used to be, am I?
If we're gonna go, the time is now.
No one's watching us, are they?
Just go.
And we're off.
McGill, what are you doing? Who was that you let drive off?
Just some nut with a screw loose. Ain't seen nothing useful.
Nothing useful at all.
Cindy!
What's she saying? Who is she?
Sorry, officer. I'm just in such a tizzy.
This young lady here, she saw the whole thing. She's an eyewitness.
Finally, something useful, McGill. What'd you see, Toots?
For starters, it was storm.
Help! 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 That man is trying to kill me!
What the hell?
You gotta help me! You got to!
Hey! Get back here! Hey!
That's him!
Ah, jeepers.
Hey, guy! Get back here!
What are you waiting for, officer? Get after him!
They don't pay me enough for this! And again, cover me!
Right behind you!
Ma'am, are you okay?
No! I think I'm finished being a receptionist.
I know the feeling.
We will continue with this week's episode of Dash, the case of the Invisible Man, after this commercial break.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
And now, we return you to Dash, the case of the Invisible Man.
I pull out of the turnstile and drive at a casual pace, so as not to call any attention to ourselves. Griff keeps his eyes peeled for anything suspicious.
So far, it looks like we're in the clear.
Since he turned invisible, Griff has been followed by the people that caused it. At least that's what he claims. And to prove his point, at every turn we've made tonight, someone or something has been there to make sure we don't see the sun rise on another day. We've only got an hour to go for that.
Let's keep driving. At least for a little bit longer. Just to be sure.
Lucky I had a full tank.
Yeah.
My radio's on the fritz. Mind playing that tune of yours?
I've played it a lot tonight. Don't want to wear it out.
How's it go? Bum, 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 bum.
For the love of God, don't butcher my music like that.
So you wrote it?
That's right.
What's it called?
Unseen.
Huh. Imagine that.
Yeah.
You're not gonna play it?
Keep driving. I'll play it when I need to.
Riff goes quiet. I've learned when a musician is silent, means the show is over, or they're about to blow the roof off the joint. We continue on. I turn down random streets, zigzag through the boulevard, and circle back to make sure no one else puts a hole in my Dodge Airflow. The aimless driving gets my mind racing about that look Cindy gave me. What Sal meant when he said he had to clean up after me again. How did I manage to stop that monster? Where was I exactly when I saw...
Dash.
Who was Plank talking to?
Dash.
Call that here.
What was he trying to tell me?
Dash.
Yeah.
Did you hear me? I said turn left.
Got it.
You all right?
Sure. How's it looking?
I think we're cool. Nobody's following us, as far as I can tell.
Tell me something. You're an invisible man. How is it these people can track you down wherever you go?
I keep moving, they keep coming.
Sure. That doesn't answer how they're finding you.
I still don't know how this happened. What was in that barrel, in that warehouse that turned me invisible, so...
Speaking of that warehouse, I'm trying to figure out what our first move should be when we get there.
I'm thinking about that.
And?
I'm thinking about that.
Well, if they can track you, invisible or not, won't they see you coming a mile away?
I'm thinking about that.
Not in love with the idea, going into the line of fire blind.
You don't have to fall in love. At least... not tonight.
I see. Or don't, for that matter.
Turn onto the 101.
There's a warehouse up there?
Just go on. It's about time we got this over with.
As we keep driving up into the hills, the city of Los Angeles gets further and further away, until it looks like particles of light getting swept away into the dustbin of oblivion.
As Dash drives further away from Los Angeles, we need to catch up with Mark. I'm sorry, Merc. As he tries to evade the two policemen that have been chasing him since he fled from the Turnstile Motel. He's running down a back road where he will meet his destiny.
Freeze!
You're only making this worse for you.
Jeepers! You ain't taking me alive, copper.
Take cover! He's got a gun!
Yeah. You want some more of that? Huh? There's more where that came from, you flat butts. You ain't catching me. Jeepers.
What the heck? That car just came out of nowhere.
You okay in there?
Oh my goodness. What happened? Did I just hit someone?
Relax, ma'am.
We saw it. It was an accident.
It truly was. Is he okay?
I don't know if he's gonna make it.
Oh, dear. I didn't mean to kill anybody.
It's okay, lady. What's your name?
Emily. Emily Butterback.
Griff tells me to pull down a narrow dirt road, which seems to carve its way into the hillside. I keep my thoughts to myself and do so. Down the road is a small clearing. There's a 35 Ford pickup parked near a tree, with no one else in sight. Or no one I can see, anyway. Griff assures me it's all part of the plan he's got cooking. I open the door and get out of my car, which after tonight resembles a slice of Swiss cheese. I look up, and I can already see the California sun showing itself. I hear the other car door open and close. I turn and see Griff standing there, fully visible, in the flesh, without a note of music played.
Hello.
Would you look at that? Sun's starting to come up.
Been a long night, Dash Malone.
It has, friend. Good to see you in the light of day.
Is it?
I didn't hear you play your horn.
I didn't.
There's no warehouse out here, is there?
No.
Yeah, I had that figured. There is one, though, right? That wasn't made up.
Nothing I've said has been made up.
So these people are following you, somehow?
They've been tailing us all night long.
They've been tailing me all night long. Because someone told them that's where you'd be. Someone tipped them off. I'm starting to think maybe they got a mysterious note. Like the one I got on my desk, begging me to meet you at the tar pits because I was the only one that could help.
The tar pits were out of the way enough.
Out of the way enough for what?
I knew they'd send one of those things.
You knew? So this was a setup?
I meant it. They're making an army of them. And it truly looks like you might be the only thing that can stop them.
One of those things almost killed Cindy. It almost killed Sal. Hell, it almost killed me.
Almost. Dash Malone, I think it's time you accept what happened tonight. Accept what actually happened.
What?
When that monster grabbed you at La Brea, I wasn't ready. I panicked and shot it. If I didn't, it would have happened then.
Something was supposed to happen.
If I had just given it a little time.
What was supposed to happen?
I didn't want anyone to get hurt.
What was supposed to happen, damn it?
But it happened at the motel instead. You exploded, Dash Malone. You exploded the room with white light and somehow eviscerated that monster. And for a moment, you were gone. But you came back. And now everything is different. Just like I was told.
You were told? By who? Told you what?
Everything inside you.
I don't know what that is.
You have a power, Dash Malone. They call it the Ouroboros. That power ends, and that power begins, and that power heals.
Heals?
You ended that creature, but me? Well, watch.
Well, where'd you go?
I'm right behind you. I'm right next to you. I'm right in front of you.
Cute. So you can turn this on and off now?
Yes. This power no longer controls me. I control it. Thanks to you.
The answers you wanted to find in that warehouse.
I pray that you never see the inside of that warehouse.
You used me.
No. I told you in that note I needed your help. And I did.
You never told me what kind of help.
Because it was help you didn't know you could give until you had no choice. How would you even have known?
Oh, but you did. Someone told you who. Who was it?
Look, this is all as new to me as it is to you. I didn't ask for this, and I know for sure you didn't. But I have to go now.
Who told you I could do this?
Dash Malone, I gotta go.
No, you're not going anywhere, friend. Not before I find out more.
The sun is up, and we both got miles to go before we can get some shut-eye.
Griff? Griff, get back here!
I owe you one, Dash Malone. See you around.
And then the truck that's been sitting in the clearing starts to rev, and it's gone. Leaving me alone.
You have been listening to Dash, The Case of the Invisible Man, starring Jared Calhoun, Sarah Luciano, Jay Mazzola, Walter McCready, Thomas Robert Irvin, Kathy Mostek, Shana Massad, Lee Jacobs, Christopher Tolomeo, Richard Dietz, Joel Gerlach, and Carlos Giga. Written and directed by Dave Ebersole. Sound design by Mick Lauro. Music by Christopher Tolomeo and Mick Lauro. Cover art by Vinnie Rico. Executive producer Mick Lauro. Dash created by Dave Ebersole and Delia Gable. Dash the Podcast is a Light Booth Blackout production. Thank you for listening. I'm John Barker. Until next time, keep your eyes peeled. Once you know what to watch for, always know there's more to the story.
Stop by Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off select paints and stains May 2nd through the 12th. It's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Refresh your home inside and out with colors that make every space feel brand new. From cozy interiors to stunning exteriors, we've got the perfect shade for your next project. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.